So I was in fourth grade, and I was really sick for more than a week. And we didn't know what was wrong, and I remember very specifically being in the pediatrician's office, and the pediatrician basically saying, like, we don't know, you're going to have to go to a hospital. So we head to the hospital, and, you know, it's 1989, so there's no, like, cell phones. My mom's, like, on a payphone in the hallway calling my dad, and, you know, this has become a much more serious situation than anyone realized. It turns out I had the parvovirus, which you might know from being deadly to dogs. My body was reacting so poorly to the parvovirus that I had to move from, like, our local hospital to the Children's Hospital in D.C. And so, again, I don't know if you're familiar with there in 1989, but it was a really rough neighborhood. And I just remember, like, where am I going? What's happening? And I'm so sick. I was completely anemic. My dad was reached, and he carried me. Like, I just remember, like, superhero, like, carrying me into the hospital. And it was, like, a very bizarre moment as a kid, because I'm almost 10 years old, so I kind of know what's going on, and I can tell that I'm really sick. And I end up having a transfusion, and, you know, that was just, like, a bizarre experience. But in receiving donate blood, I remember sort of coming back to life, and they were able to do a bunch of blood testing, and they found out that I had a disease called hereditary spherocytosis, which, again, fourth grade, hard enough to say, let alone spell and try to explain. And it turns out basically what happened was, as I had the parvovirus, my spleen, part of your immune system, is, like, going into overdrive, and so it's killing all the virus cells and also my red blood cells, which it had been doing my whole life. Nobody picked up on that, even though if you look at my fourth grade picture, I'm very pale, very thin, my eyes are sunken, I'm clearly sick, but that had been a slow progression. So then as they find out that I have this hereditary disease, they test everyone in my family, and no one in my family has it. So the doctor just offered spontaneous genetic mutation as, you know, probably what happened, and that was not comforting. I was going with switched at birth. But the only mitigation for this disease is to have your spleen removed, because essentially it's just going to be attacking your body. And so, as to not miss too much school, my mom scheduled my surgery over Christmas break. So it's like 6 months later, now I'm in fifth grade, Christmas is coming up, I can't wait to have my surgery. My mom takes me for the time-honored tradition of holiday surgery, pajama shopping, and pick out some great things. We'll, you know, have easy access to the incision site, etc. So, I have my surgery, and I remember that day, more than anything, just the distinct feeling of what dread feels like. And, like, as a kid, I don't know. I mean, I'm optimistic that this is just going to solve this problem and everything's going to be great. My dad is, like, in the waiting room, like, pacing, and he's, like, burping because he's got indigestion. He's so worked up. And my mom was just, like, filing her nails down to nubs. And, like, later, as an adult, I've heard that my dad tells me the doctor said, hey, your daughter was handling this better than you. I mean, that really is how I'm going into this experience. And I come out, and I just remember on the, you know, hospital, back in my room, I guess, basically. And, you know, there was a moment where I realized, like, I'm on this hematology oncology ward, and I spend a lot of time there in the next coming years because your spleen's such a major part of your immune system, and, you know, being young, anytime I got sick, I had to go back into the hospital. And I realized, like, how lucky I was that it was Christmas time and I was going home to be in my convenient holiday surgery accessible pajamas. And there were so many kids there that, you know, were spending the holidays in the hospital. And in the end, like, it worked out. My surgery, not that big of a deal. I've lived a perfectly healthy adult life. I do still believe I might be switched at birth. But I realized that being sick as a kid and spending several years kind of in and out of the hospital just gives you a resilience. Like, you're faced with an adult situation. And I never lost optimism. I always knew that I was going to be all right. And I just have so much respect for, like, you know, the math-a-thon that you would do for all those St. Jude's kids and, like, all the sick kids. You know, I just am thankful that I am where I am, and I hope many of them are in the same place, too. Thank you.